Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AM/AA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit to keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee.
Yo.
Great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Well, mahalo and aloha, everybody, and welcome to Parts Unknown radio blog show from the Sport Karate Museum Archive. And tonight we have a very, very special show. This is our last show before the new year. And I've got my special guest tonight, Mr. Alan Goldberg, which I'm going to introduce here in a few minutes. But before I do, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as most of you know, we created a group of amazing men and women as history generals for the Sport Karate Museum. And recently, I lost one of my history generals, Mr. John Simone. So I would like to give 30 seconds of silence to John to say goodbye. And I appreciate it so much. And if you're not talking, please mute your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for John Simone, History General of the Sport Karate Museum, who we lost this book a couple days ago. For you, John. Well, rest in peace, John, and we did that for you. Now, you know, we were very lucky to be able to be on the air for going on 10 years. And the reason why we're on the air is because of one man, a man that has stepped up to really believe in the Sport Karate Museum and the history of sport karate in America. And I'm talking about my producer from Elite Publications, Master Jesse Bowen. Jesse, you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Well, I'm blessed, and as you would say, getting better and better every day. Now, this is our last show of the season, so I want you to share with people about what you do and what you're doing for, you know, this year for the ladies and, you know, how we work together. Just tell me what you're into, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Yeah, we've had a great year of doing a lot of great things, and we're kicking the year off in Atlantic City with Sifu Goldberg, the Action Martial Arts Magazine Hall of Honors. So that's going to be kicking off coming up in a few weeks of honoring the ladies, honoring the history book of the action martial arts. So that's our kickoff of this year, and we're now planning our event that we'll announce next week. Where will it be? Will it be back in D.C., or are we in Vegas, or we may be in Florida this year? We haven't nailed it down. Hopefully we'll have that done next week. But no, it's just been a great year. You know, we launched the magazine. We got a lot of awards this year for what we're doing, you know, in the publishing business. And you know, that's what we did. We created the book back in 2015. And from a book to a series of books, now to a publishing company. So, you know, hey, we're just blessed and trying to make the world a better place.
Well, you have. And let's just share a couple minutes. How would people order the Sport Karate Museum book or a ring or a hat or, you know, because you've got a webpage up for us. Explain to people how they would do that, sir.
Yeah, well, it's really easy. What you just do is on the Who's Who in the Martial Arts website. You just go to our website. You go to our store. And once you log into our store, then we have a store set up there just for the Fort Karate Museum, that the hats, rings, books, all that's there. We're closing this year out, so please come on visit the store, because this is where everything is, and get your copy of the book. And like I said, you know, grab yourself a hat. You know, Christmas is over, the ornaments are there, but hey, you can always get one for next year.
Well, thank you, sir. And I wish you a very, very, very happy new year. And what you do for us is so appreciated. And can't wait to see all the things you're going to do in 2023. So God bless you, Auntie. Auntie Jessica Owen.
Hi. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce two of the gentlemen that are my co-hosts. They help me, will keep me in line every week. And the first one, I did a roll call and he didn't call me, but Dean, are you there yet? Dean Pyle?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Hey, there you go. Let me introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my co-hosts, he's an amazing man. He's a 40-time, I'm not making that up, a 40-time NBL NASCAR world champion in sport karate. He is, he's my student, so I'm really proud of him. But the great Joe Lewis gave me adoption papers to adopt Dean Pyle, and he's my co-host. Hey, Dean, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, sir. How you doing?
Well, it's good to hear you, and I can't wait to see you next year for the Coward, you know, the Wolverine, and all the things you're doing for us, and for Karen E. Urban. So stay on, don't go anywhere, because I got to introduce a really important guest tonight. But let me do the other call. The guy that I put up with, or he puts up with me, he's my buddy from Ohio, from Cleveland, Ohio, the only man to be inducted into the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame. I'm talking about Master A.J. Berry from Tang Suzo. A.J., you there, buddy?
Thanks, Gary. That was a nice introduction. I appreciate it. How are you?
Well,
hope you have a nice Christmas.
AJ. I do have a great Christmas. And I want to say publicly thank you to Dean Piles and to you, A.J., for being my co-host every week and being a big part of what I do. And I can't wait to see you in October for the movie and for Gary Herman's
event. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So with my introducing of my host, my co-host, now I get to go to the meat of my show. I've got a friend of mine who's put together the only martial arts action movie festival that's ever been involved. And it's going to be done in February. So I'll let him tell you all about it. Leo, are you there?
Hey, Gary, how are you today?
Hey, Leo, happy holidays, my friend. Well, let's tell people what you're doing, who's all involved, and how the museum is going to benefit from it. Go ahead, Leo, from the Action Martin Film Festival.
Well, we're doing a exclusively martial arts movie film festival in February in Scottsdale, Arizona, where we never get snow, and it'll be about 69, 70 degrees all weekend long. We've got Cynthia Rothrock, Don the Dragon Wilson, Gerald Okamura, Eric Lee, and a ton of other celebrities from these martial arts movies will be appearing. We actually, this is just came down 3 days ago, just before Christmas. We have two world premiere movies, one from Ron Van Cleef and one from Ron Hall. And the way the Sport Karate Museum benefits is anybody who goes to the website, usmaff.com, and you input the code SK KM for the 4-day pass, we're going to be donating money back to the Sport Karate Museum.
Wow. Well, thank you. And one of the things I want to mention, this is the 50th anniversary of the movie Enter the Dragon, starred Bruce Lee. And as I've shared with you, Leo, I've been blessed to have one of Bruce Lee's original focus pads. I got the original patch that Bob Moore wore on his uniform in the movie. And I've got the original Enter the Dragon poster that was signed by everybody. So, I mean, golly bum, all the martial art films that have been around since America is pretty cool. And on top of that, what's really cool is that in the early years, when we were dreaming about being involved with movies, and my friends like James Wu and Jeff Amata and Michael Channing Redbutt and so many others went to Hollywood, and they became action martial art stars and stuntmen. So we're very, very lucky to be involved with what you're doing, Leo. And thank you so much. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do it, Leo?
They should go to the website. That's www.usmaff.com. U.S. Martial Arts Film Festival, the initials. USMAFF.com. Get your 4-day pass and input the code FKM. That will not only give them a discount, but we'll be donating money back to the Sport Karate Museum.
And also, you can go to the official webpage of the museum, www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com, and you can see the Action Film Festival advertisement. And I want to say, Leo, Happy New Year to you, buddy, and we wish you all the best leading up to the festival.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too, Gary.
Happy New Year, Leo.
Thanks so much, fellas.
You bet, Leo. Don't forget to check out Bobby Kim for AJC. He leaves me alone.
You got it.
Anyway, that was you bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Leo from the Action Film Festival. And, you know, I get to introduce someone very special now. He's been my friend for probably about maybe 30 years or more. He's a great practitioner of the style called Wing Chun, who is under the legendary Jason Lau. But here's the thing I love bragging about him. He has the largest martial arts festival event in the world. You know, it's crazy, man, what he's done all these years. He has it at the Tropicana Casino in New Jersey. He's an amazing man. He's also the publisher of Action Martial Arts Magazine. I'm talking about my dear friend, Mr. Alan Goldberg. Alan, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. How are you? And pleasure to have your other special guest on.
Well, I've got, you know, we've got segments, and you're my special guest. You're my guy I'm going to put in a corner and ask you some direct questions so people can listen around the world. Now, I'm friends with Alan Goldberg. So first of all, Alan, how long have you been training, buddy?
Good evening. Right now, I don't want to admit it, but going on 58 years.
Wow. And has it always been with Chun?
No, I've studied other systems, Shotokan, Five Animal Kung Fu. But I've been doing Wing Chun over 48 years.
Right. Now, you also have a school in the Bronx, don't you?
Yeah, I have a school, and still existing for over 30-some-odd years. And
wow.
It's more of a hobby for me because it's not a basic moneymaker, but it's something I love. And after COVID, now we're trying to build everything back up again. And I give a lot of sympathy to all the guys that own schools out there. I really do, because I know how hard it is to keep it going.
Well, you know, Al, we lost probably 60% of our karate schools after or during the pandemic. And anyone that gets the schools open and they're teaching as we speak, God bless them. And now,
yeah.
You do an event I've been bragging about all night. How'd that come about? What was your business to do that? I know you ran the magazine, but did you? How did you come up with the idea of having the event? You
well, do? I basically started the magazine over 30 years ago, and after a while, of course, the revenues dry up. We never sold the magazine. We've given away, to date, we've given away over 500,000 copies. And it came to some advertising, kept us alive for a while, but then I said, I got to do something else. So then came the Action Martial Art, we called the Mega Weekend. I had a friend of mine who was the president of the Tropicana Hotel, martial artist, God bless his soul, he's passed away, Dennis Combs. And he said, well, why don't you run an event in my hotel? So he brings me to a room that literally was the size of a football field. And I looked at him like, are you crazy? I can't fill this room. Well, the first year out, we had 1,400 people show up just for the banquet. And that's basically how it all started. We added on every year, did things every year. And it is to what it is now, today.
Wow. And you also put together tournament, and you also have a big, big, big show that last year, for instance, we were part of it, and, you know, next year I'm sure we'll be a part of it, too, because I want everyone to know, for instance, tonight, the announcement. Next year we're honoring Carrie Herdman and Jerry Smith, but the following year, in 2024, we're going to be roasting Alan Goldberg. Now, Alan, I know you've made quite a few friends in your career, but you also made quite a few interesting people in your career. But I'm going to surround you with, I'm going to surround you with the people that love you and will tell your story from their vision. That's what we do with our roast. And, I mean, you know, you've been to a couple of them. You went to one when we did Michael D. Pasquale. And,
right.
You know, you were there for that one. And, but, you know, that's what it's about, to show people how much we love you and how much we care about you. So we're looking forward to honoring you in 2024. Now, Alan, you've done something really cool, too. You brought in the celebrities outside the community who are involved with your event. Also, people like Joe Piscopo and Chuck Vito and other high-class celebrities, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, to support the martial artists that come to your event. How do you do that? Because there's not anybody that has done that, as far as I know, that has done it consistently.
Well, I've been fortunate. I always give back to the martial art world, but I also, martial world gives back to me. And I've made a lot of friends, just ironically, you know, like Joe Piscopo and I became best friends. And he's been to my event probably now, I'd say at least 12 times. And the best with Joe, Joe will come to my event and entertain the audience and sing. Chuck Zito is one of my best friends also. I have Michael Jai White, Cynthia Rothrock, Don the Dragon, Ray Mercer. We get over 25 celebrities every year. And once they come, the real problem I have is they all want to come back again. And we have Ron Hall coming this year, I recently spoke to, and just some other great people. So you build with one, you meet another one, and you build a friendship.
And you know, Al, I think that's a secret of our success, where people want to come back. One second, AJ, is that you created an event that people can't wait to come back the following year to understand what you've done, add the surprises, and the other people you bring in. So, AJ, you got a question about it?
No, I'll be there. It's looking forward to it. It's I got to teach on the 29th in Detroit. But I plan on coming up on Thursday and spending Friday and leaving on Saturday afternoon late. But, you know, I plan on being there. Looking forward
cool,
to it.
Cool, cool.
I know you've been very gracious to Mr. Goldberg, you know, for several years, you know. And everybody I've known that's ever gone there, they've always spoke very highly of it and always had a great time.
Well, good.
Thank you.
That's good, AJ, because you can come by the Coward booth and – and
well, I hope so. I've been wondering what's going on, man. How you doing?
Yeah. Doing good, yeah. We'll be signing autographs there at the Coward booth and doing stuff like that, and then we got a seminar after that. So be a lot of Sport Karate History Museum people up there.
Well, good. My the museum will be covered up there with Alan and AJ and Dean. Now, one more thing, Alan, before I go to my segment. I want to ask you, you're going to be honoring the women this year along with what I'm going to be doing in Houston. How did you come up with that idea to honor the girls?
Well,
go ahead.
My buddy Jesse Bowen is actually doing that at the event. We have some plans to take the situation, because our event is as big as it is, we're kind of putting Jesse in charge of the women's situation, and we're looking forward to, you know, having a great time. Let's party the whole weekend. It's actually a four-day, you know, weekend, and a lot of things going on. And we have eight tournaments this year going on, believe it or not.
Wow.
We got over 50 seminars.
You know, 20 years ago, well, almost, I guess not 20 years ago, but 10 years ago, I honored Malia DeCastro, and I put 100, that's a lot, 100 black belt women in the ballroom. And I promised them, once I had the platform, I would honor the girls as much as I could. And this year we're going to do it, this year in October 6th and 7th, and you're doing it. What is your event this year, Alan?
Excuse me? I didn't hear that.
When is your event?
When is it? Okay, January 27th, 28th, and 29th. And we also have a Thursday night little party going on. A lot of the celebrities come in, and we just will, I mean, like Bill Wallace, Benny the Jet is there. And we got literally everybody's at the event.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And so the girls will be honored January 27th, 28th, and 29th. You know, and then my event, October 6th and 7th. So it's the year of the ladies, to honor all the ladies and the girls that have been involved with martial arts and supported all the animals throughout the years. Now, Alan, don't go anywhere, okay? I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to play the Legends Name Game with you, where I'll ask you about a name, and you get to talk about them, and that's how we'll close the show out. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to the great Alan Goldberg, and he'll be back in just a few minutes. And, you know, the neat thing about having a radio show, especially being on for 10 years and building up an audience like we have such a diverse group. And I'm so proud of this segment that I do. It's called The 5 or The 4 Plus 1. Now, two of my hosts that are on the show are traveling, and they're going to be on the show tonight. That's Professor Tom Selman and James Moore. And we wish them the best in their travels, and we'll see them next week. But I do have my regular crew with me, and I want to bring on the lady of the group. You know, ladies are first, always. And this lady is from New Jersey, but by way of now, North Carolina. And she's a PKL champion, training karate and kung fu, Shoryu karate, my fault, guys, I'm sorry. But she also used to hang out with people like Peter Urban, the founder of DC Goju, and she's such a cool lady. She's an 8th-degree black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum, an amazing lady. Let me bring on my friend, Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear what I said? Shoryu kung fu? I messed up, didn't I?
I did. I heard it.
well,
in a way, we are connected.
You know what, Karen? I'm allowed to make mistakes every now and then.
well, that's where
anyway,
they learned it.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you had a great Christmas. And,
I did.
You know,
I did.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I want to say probably, it's an honor to have you on the show, you know, and have you say your opinions for what we talk about. Are you ready for tonight's question?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. What are the real benefits of having martial arts events around the world, and how important are they, Karen? How do you rate your favorite 1 to 5 status and why?
Did you say martial art events?
Yes, ma'am. I mean tournament, event type.
Okay.
Allie's event, like my event, all the events. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I know everybody's got something to say about it, so I'll take a portion of it, and I'll say with how much character building it provides for people who are getting into martial arts, and children especially, but even adults. It's a complete lesson in life to get into the competition world, even if it's just the inner school shi'ais they used to have. I don't know if they still have them, where you only went against 2 or 3 schools, and just the preparation and the stress and fighting people you don't know, that kind of thing, that's the start of it. And then you get into going to the bigger ones, meeting more people and becoming friends with people. Just sitting with a group of competitors, you get the war stories that are funny or they're sad or they'll make you angry. You know, those kind of things. There's just a whole life lesson in one, but it teaches you to prepare that nothing comes free. And it also teaches you that you may do your very best and you may not win. Those are the things that I'm a great believer in competition, especially for the underranks. Oh, my God, yes. Get them out there, make them perform. And it doesn't matter. After a while, the size of the tournament can still bring on that kind of pressure, especially when they start winning and they know who they're going to be up against next year. It's a big deal. Very important.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, you mentioned something I think is a big deal, too, the camaraderie. Be able to bring people together that have done so many amazing things and through the years, and then to have a platform where they can come and share and tell their war stories and share their stories with other people. That's one of the things I'm pride in what we do at our
absolutely.
And, yes, ma'am. And I'm excited about honoring ladies like you this year and making it your year. And Karen, I want to wish you a very, very happy new year, honey. And I appreciate you being a big part of the show.
And Steve Goldberg, Long Live Choi.
Long Live Choi, yes. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, Karen, let me move right along now. I've got an amazing man that I've known since he was an orange belt. And he has turned out to be a main leader in Texas. He runs a Texas organization called the AOK, the Amateur Organization of Karate. Now, I love bragging about it because he's the president. He's not just a member, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president of this organization, which is the largest sports association and oldest sports association in Texas. But what I love bragging about him is that he's a 5-time MVP of Texas. He's won the Golden Greek 5 times, probably more, but he doesn't tell me. I know he's won more than 5. But it took me 17 years to win just 1. So I love bragging about this guy, and I love him being on the show. I'm talking about Mr. David Chambers. David, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Wow, man. How you doing? Do you have a good Christmas?
I had one of the best Christmas I've had in a long time.
Well, good. Well, I hope Santa Claus is good to you. And tonight's question is, what are the real benefits of having martial arts, you know, events around the world, and how important are they to you? And how do you rate them, you know, 1 to 5 stars? Now, Dee, you have one of the largest martial arts tournaments in Texas, and you've been a big supporter of the Sport Card Museum. So I'm interested to hear your answer to that question.
Well, I do believe that competition is important. I'm the type of person that I don't really believe in the participation awards. I know they're good for the kids, but I believe in, you know, competing. And in competing, you get the chance to sharpen your weapons. You get a chance to, you know, test your abilities. You get a chance to, meet new people. So that competition brings about, I believe, a better martial artist. I also think if you have quality events, good, solid competition, organized runs, those type of events will make people draw more to the martial arts because they get to see students looking someone in the eye saying, yes, sir, no, sir. Students standing in line, students going full fledged against one another and then stop and shake hands and hug after the real competition. Those type things are a major benefit for others growing up. So I see the competition is something that we can use to benefit not only the martial artists, but the non-martial artists. But again, it do need to be a quality event. It do need to be a well-ranked event so they can actually experience weaponry, form, the strong different types of kata, the kumite. If they get a chance to see, oh, wait a minute, it's not just one area, it's many areas that a person can really excel. And then after they see all of that, they see that same kid being respectful after of it. But that is what I believe is a major benefit, and a lot of times that is shown in competition.
Well, you know, Dee, you have one of the most powerful events we have in Texas. What do you do to improve your event every year? What do you look for? What do you do to improve your event every year? Because I know you have
we had an actual meeting on that just recently. We had a staff meeting, and these are the things. What was the worst thing that we did? What is the biggest complaint? What is what we think was not shining? Let's work on that first. So we always take the whatever the weakest link, we work on it. And then the second thing is, well, what did they like the most? And what I realized in this case, and it was kind of ironically that you made a mention of it, is that we are paying judges this year. Now, we did that once or twice before openly, and we're going to actually do it openly this year. And we're also doing our tournament this year at a hotel, which is not normal for us. But we're doing it at the West State Marriott. Thank you, Gary Lee. We're going to be posting our event.
Hey, Gary.
Oh. Hey, Jay.
I got a little different take on this. You know, the events that people put on are nice. But do you remember back in the day when Apollo was coming around the moon and all of a sudden the shot of Earth came up through the porthole in Apollo and they took that picture of the Earth with the blue and white swirls all over it? Do you remember that?
I don't remember. Tammy does.
I mean, that's a historical picture. That's like one of the most historical pictures in America, period.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look it up, you'll find it. Well, if you look back at all these fights that people talk about, they don't mean jack. You know what means something is the relationships that people build, and that's what these events are about, is coming back to these relationships that people have had. And just building that camaraderie. All these fights that gone through history, that doesn't mean jack. It really doesn't. It's the relationships. That's what it's about.
Right. Good point.
Relationships are important, but I like the relationships that I'm 41. Now, but relationships are important. That is always important. One of my best friends today, Todd Wheelock, it started off with us being not so good friends because we fought one another so hard. And we stayed less than friends for a long time. But not the best friend, which was actually met through martial arts, and that relationship was developed through, strong fighting, through strong competition. So I agree with both parts of it.
Well, I'm going to say it again. Is publicly, because I realize a lot of people who are listening. Everyone on this show, my voice is Ian Stutter. Everyone on this show, everybody that I put on this show, the special guest, especially, I've built a relationship and camaraderie with through the sport karate years. And, you know, I came to America when I was 14, and, you know, it's changed my life. I never dreamed that I'd be running a museum and have the responsibility to take care of the history. But camaraderie, friendship, you know, loyalty in the arts, and building, that's what events are about. That's what I feel. And tournaments is a stepping stone to have events like what Mr. Goldberg does and what the museum does and what Jesse Bowen does and some other people who are very, very prominent. So thank you so much, David. And I'm
hey, Professor, can the Wolverine lay out for us right quick before we move on?
Wolverine, say a few cents, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, being a competitor, I think, you know, that events are definitely super important. I think also that events like, you know, Mr. Goldberg's are important. And, you know, people especially that may be putting on an event that's not associated with maybe a big league or big karate teams, because in martial arts competition can either make people want to strive to be better, or if they have a bad experience, it could make people strive to not want to study the martial arts. And that's why in competition, it is so important that you score the people that are being scored. And I love the fact that Mr. Chambers is going to pay judges. You know, hopefully that's what gymnastics does and things like that, and it keeps them honest. Because a lot of, you know, I know everybody wants to stick with the positive, but the fact of the matter is, if you can't tell the truth, then you're just positively not telling the truth all the time. You know what I'm saying? You build people up for a greater failure. You know,
hey,
so you have to open people's eyes to, if you want to be a great competitor, you got to work hard, do the homework, get in there, and it helps you to elevate yourself. Competing against people that are better than you helps you to elevate your martial arts, and it helps you to continue growing in your martial arts journey. And that's why it's so important, like Mr. Chambers saying, you know, paying the judges, that is a great thing. And I'd said that years ago, that people need to turn martial arts into a spectator sport, not far as, like, the competition. They need to advertise the competitions. Not, I mean, mainly the people that go watch the competition are the people that have someone competing in the competition. But people need to advertise and have people coming in watching competitions that don't know anything about martial arts. And, you know, when you do that and you bring in crowds, you're going to make it harder for judges to score for their favorite if you've got somebody up there that's really good, because that crowd's going to tell you. The crowd don't know. The crowd is going to be before whoever it looks the best to them, and whoever's doing the best job.
I wasn't thinking
and paying judges, you know, judges are thinking,
anything.
Hey man, you know, if I throw a score towards one of these people because they're on my buddy's team, this dude might not bring me back and pay me. You know, so that helps to keep people honest, and honesty in that is one of your highest things that you want to do. And that will keep people moving on, you know, to that next level and being able to build on the skills and things of that nature and show, you know, give them a chance. You know, martial arts competition gives you a chance to publicly honor your instructor, and that's what I like about it. You know, it gives you a chance to publicly honor your instructor and show people what your instructor has passed down to you. And that's one of the most favorite things that I gave out about being able to honor my instructor.
I wasn't taking anything away from what
1 minute
Mr. Chambers was saying as far as competition went. I had nothing to do with
that.
I was talking about the big picture.
No, I wasn't saying that, AJ, so stay in your lane. What I said was it's a good thing to pay people to judge because that's good. It has nothing to do with anything you said.
Okay.
I agree with the camaraderie and the friendship.
Hey, Dee, let me just say this to stop this conversation because it's all about quality, and that's what we're all talking about, and that's what you're talking about. Having paying judges is the quality of the event, and that's what's really what it's about. Both of you guys are amazing. I love you both. But you know what, Dean? You're an avid competitor, and you understand what it's like to be treated not only as a competitor, but as an opponent of the event. And the event itself should be quality, and that's what we're talking about is quality. So God bless both of you. I love you both. Let me bring back David. David, you there? David Chambers?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Okay. Well, I love the fact that I got two of the best voices in the martial arts, and I love it when they go at each other. I love it. And you started.
Well, I believe it benefits.
Hey, Gary.
Oh.
Hey, Gary.
What
D is being a sure the rabble rouser, isn't he?
Okay. Let me go to my other part of my five. So, D.E., you take care, buddy. Happy New
Year.
Yes,
sir.
And I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. God bless you, David. You bet. Now, this man is my hero. I'll just be blunt. He is the president of the Black Karate Federation. He is the co-founder of the Black Karate Federation. He worked at Black Belt Magazine for 5 years. He was the personal bodyguard of Ringo Starr of the Beatles. He was an amazing, amazing fighter. He is an amazing fighter. He is a great, great guy. And I'm so honored that he's on my weekly show every week to talk about his history, his beliefs, his wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, I'm so proud to say this, my friend, Jerry Smith. Uncle Jerry, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
Well, the introductions get better. I know they are after practicing a while in the mirror. Well, we got a rambunctious show tonight, but I'm interested in how you feel because you've been to hundreds of events, and you've seen the worst ones, and you've seen the best ones. So how do you feel about them, sir? How important are they?
Well, I think that, I tell you what, I was really surprised at, because I didn't even go to these kind of, you know, the promotional event until well after I had stopped competing. And what I found out was whenever I went to one, I would meet people that I had either competed against or people who actually were around when I was competing. And normally when you're competing against another martial artist, you have to keep a certain amount of how you feel about through yourself. So you don't really, you know, go up and, you know, you shake hands after the fight and you touch each other on the shoulder. But when you go to these events, like your event, you'll have a John Natividad or Ron Martini come up to you and tell you what they think of you and how they follow you. How, you know, I was just so stunned because, you know, I competed. BKF team won team championship, international team championship 3 years in a row. So we beat Norris's team, we beat Osherman's team, we beat for 3 years in a row. But then you meet these guys after at the shows that are being thrown now, and they come up, they bring their wives, they bring their kids, and I was just blown away at the camaraderie at these. Benny and I sat at one of the internationals. You know, we're both not fighting anymore. And I just had one of Benny the Jet. I had one of the best times hanging with him. We were in the same weight division and fought several times. But I think it's the camaraderie that I love more than anything else.
Uncle
now
Jerry,
I'm getting back all the
Jerry,
love.
Did you beat Benny?
Uncle Jerry, did you beat him?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. More than one. Yeah. I love the guy. He made me better than, you know, he made me better. He was that good.
Well, you know, going to the event that we've all been through the years, we kind of feel that some of them are trying to be great events. Now, how do you become a great event? You become a great event by doing something different each year so you can bring back those people that came and then them tell other people about how much fun they had. And, you know, to honor someone like you, Jerry Smith, like we're doing October 6th this year on Friday night before we do Karen Eva Herman, we're going to honor the great Jerry Smith and what you've done for the black community and the BKF. And we appreciate you so much to be able to say thank you to you. And you're a very special man, sir. And I'm so honored to have you on my show every week. So I wish you a very happy new year, and I'll probably talk to you in a couple of days. Okay, sir?
Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Thank you to all the guys. Merry Christmas to everybody on our show. Well, I guess I should say Happy New Year to everybody on the show.
There you go. Happy New Year. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, having these segments are very, very special. And I've got two more. The last one is not so, well, even with me a year now, we've got to introduce virtual reality to the world through SetVR.app. That stands for Self-Defense Enhanced Training in Virtual Reality Application. And to find out more about it, you can go to Google and just type in SETVR.app. Or you can go to the Sport Karate Museum webpage, sportkaratemuseumarchives.com, and there's a big, big article on it, too. But I'd like to introduce to you the co-inventor of SetVR.app. He's a real doctor. Works in the hospital, saves lives, but part-time, he is a martial artist, a 9-3 black belt, an amazing man, Dr. Reginald Lee. Reggie, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am, sir. Good evening, sir, and to Alan Goldberg, happy holidays, sir.
Same back. What a great show. What a great show tonight, Reggie. But, you know,
amazing show.
Explain to people what virtual reality is to what we've done with it. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. We are excited in our pending addition of multiplayer to SetVR, as well as our continued excitement in SetVR as a platform whereby you continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want. The program is compact and portable, and you can take it anywhere you travel, and even during the pandemic, to continue to practice your skills in self-defense or practicing social distancing. If you have to describe SetVR, I would describe it as a simulation program. It's a program where you'll be actually immersed into the program to help you develop your skills in self-defense, to practice your skills, and to practice against a random attack and develop a reflex response. With the Oculus Rift and Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. The practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, or circular movements. Avoid and place you in an opportunity position of an advantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy as you develop muscle memory. And subsequently, my goal is to develop a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. As Professor Garrelly also always talks about metaphors, I give you the metaphor of tapping your knee and creating a knee jerk, or placing your hand on a hot stove and developing a reflex response against a threat. This is a platform whereby you can practice to utilize what you've been taught in schools and foreign jihadists in an application against a threat or stimulus that is a random attack to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation exercise, and we'll also place you in with your own personal yoga instructor. We'll continue to update SetVR in the future to help you to practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. So please continue to visit us at our website at setvr.app. That's setvr.app. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Garley and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of the History Portal Museum. But before, we've introduced Professor Garley as the Wisdom Warrior at the gate of the History Portal. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, we must neutralize the history, neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the History Portal. With that being said, Professor Garley, some few words about your vision of your history generals in our History Portal and SetVR.
Well, thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Reggie. I wish you happy holidays. Now,
happy
here's
holidays.
The thing, guys. First reality, if you haven't experienced it yet, you're inside the program. You're not looking at it like on a screen on a computer. You're inside 306 degrees. It's so cool to be inside a program. Now, what Dr. Lee and the inventors have done, they've created a hologram that will kick your butt. But you have the potential to beat it. And once you beat it, the Wisdom Warrior will appear, and he will take you to the gate. The gates will open up, and there will be the History General Portal, the history of all the people who have supported the Sport Karate Museum. Now, we've got a core group. We've got an incredible core group. We've got Mr. Roy Kerman, who's been the three-point kick rule in Sport Karate. Mr. George Minshew, the creator of the first gold ring for competition. Chris Minshew, an NBL world champion. And Mr. Mike Dillard, the owner of Black Belt Magazine and Century Martial Arts Supply, the world's largest supply store. It's amazing that what we've done with this. And then every month we're going to have a new history general. All the panel, Mr. Goldberg, all the guys eventually will be there because what SetVR has done and Dr. Lee has done, they've allowed for the Sport Karate Museum to tell the history, to help educate. And that's what's so cool about SetVR.app. I really recommend you go check it out. So look at it on Google to see what it's about. And then if you get an Oscar's Quest or you got one for Christmas year, by the way, they sold almost 15 million headsets last year. So imagine what they sold this year. So everybody's getting into their first reality. You will be too eventually. And if you haven't tried it yet, let me ask my co-host, AJ. You tried it in South Carolina. AJ, how do you feel about first reality?
Well, it's not only great training, Gary, but, you know, I was watching the kids on it, and they have a ball on it. I mean, it's a great asset for a school. And you could have a SetVR night, you know, maybe like on a Friday night, have a pizza party, you know, for some schools that do things like that. And the kids love it. They have an absolute ball on it.
Well, thank you, AJ, for your opinion because, you know, you're an adult and it's not just for kids. It's a universal
tool. No, it's not.
Tool.
But
it, yes,
let's
right.
face it. Let's face it, Gary. Your biggest schools, their population rate are children for the most part.
Well, as I said, it's a training tool. So anyway, Dr. Lee, take care, and I'll talk to you real soon, buddy, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a nice holiday.
You're welcome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the last segment I'm going to do before I bring back Mr. Goldberg is one of my favorite segments. It's called 3 Minutes with the Wolverine. This is where I get the Wolverine to say what he means, mean what he says, and he can back it up. And I want to bring him on right now. Wolverine?
Yes, see you, Nagata.
Aloha.
I said hello.
Tonight, you have 3 minutes, and you got keep it 2 minutes tonight for me, please, because I'm running a little late. So here we go. What are the Wolverines' wish for the year in 2023 and for his fans around the world, Wolverine? What's your wish?
Well, you know, for the Wolverine Nation, I just wish that you know, everybody would have good health, you know, prosperity as much as they want it, you know, to be able to follow the life and the dreams that they want to do. And I tell everybody, never give up on your dream. Never let anybody tell you can't. Never let anybody try to stop you from anything. And more than that, never let anybody stop you from being real and keeping it real. And that's one of the main things is, you know, you called me this week, Professor, and you asked me, you said, hey, why has Wolverine been so nice? The fans are asking and sending a lot of emails saying, why has Wolverine been so nice? And even when I sound like I'm mad, I'm really being nice because I just want people to understand what they're facing. And this world is you know, as much as we like to talk about the peace and we wish for peace and we pray for peace, peace is not always it comes our way. So I wish for everyone out there in the new year to always stay prepared. Keep their heads on a swivel. Be ready to stand in the breach for your God, for your country, or not for your God, but for God and your country. And just be ready to do the right thing and to have a backbone and to just be a warrior. You know, warriors, people want to look down on warriors. People want to diss warriors for being in shape or doing whatever it is they do or sharpening their skills until it's time that they need them. But warriors keep the peace in the world. Weak, strong men make good times. Good times make weak men, and weak men make bad times. And my wish for 2023 is for everybody to be safe and just, you know, I pray that you know, get in your Bible and put God first and do what you need to do. But most of all, you need to always be prepared for anything and everything that may come your way. That's my prayer for, or my, you know, my wish for the Wolverine Nation and the people out there. And I just want to say, you know, I enjoy all these people you brought together, Professor. You know, it's a great thing and a great show. It's a great thing you're doing. And just, you know, keep up the good work. And it's awesome just, you know, getting to hear everybody's opinions and what they think and things of that nature. So there you go.
Well,
I'll wrap it up right there.
Good work, Dean.
Thank you, bud.
First of all, I'm proud you're one of our sheepdogs. And if you're not military, you might not know what that means. That means that, you know, as being a sheepdog, you're a leader, and people look up to you, and they expect you to do the best thing that's possible for the sheep, whoever sheep might be. But being a sheepdog is very important, and I appreciate you're one of those. The other thing I want to say publicly and personally, I'm so proud of the Wolverine and the ABSD files and what you've done for our community. And I'm so proud that you're part of my show and you're part of the vision I have for the Sport Crowd Museum. And I'm proud of what you're doing this year with the movie and doing it in October and your booth and everything you're doing. You know, it's so exciting to honor Karen Ina Herdman and to honor Mr. Jerry Smith. So we're going to have a great time this year. And I bless you and Aubrey. And by the way, how's she doing?
She's doing good. She's healed up, so she's doing good. We're glad that
right.
God blessed us and Andrew wouldn't. I mean, it was bad, but at least they took care of it good. So, you know, you can't even tell. So that's the best part.
Good. Well, We'll just make sure.
And what you say, I just say Ski, the day you, Needle Hero, which is, you know, I love you always and forever, and, you know, and thank you. So.
No, thank you, buddy. And I mean this from the heart. Aloha and a mahalo, and we'll see you. We'll see you in October. Ladies and gentlemen, that was
Denata Hayes.
And the Wolverine is an amazing man, and you can look him up underneath Wolverine Nation or look him under Dean Miles. He'd love to talk to you, the public and to the fans of the radio show. Now I want to bring back my special guest, Alan Goldberg. Alan, are you there, sir?
Still here.
Pretty good.
By the way, Dean.
Show.
Dean, by the way, Dean, I got your text message. Just let you know.
Okay. I figured you did. I know you're busy. I know you like me. So all I do is I send you read it, so I know we're on the same page. I'm like, all right, we're good to go. I know you'll take
care.
No problem,
brother.
Thank you, sir. Look forward to seeing you soon. We're going to bring a crowd up there, tell you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to end the show, Alan, with a couple of well, at least one name, and I've got to ask you about it because I know you're good friends with him, and I've been a big fan of him for years. I'm talking about Chuck Zito. Tell me about him a little bit.
Well, Chuck and I met about 20 years ago, and Chuck and I became very good friends. Some people might not know his background, but Chuck was the president of the Hells Angels in New York, and
yeah.
He got into the movie career. Did a lot of great movies and TV shows, Sons of Anarchy, Oz, and so forth. But Chuck is a true tough guy. I have to say that. And many people I know, Chuck is definitely a tough guy. But
yeah.
One of the nicest human beings you could ever meet. And we travel. Before COVID, we did a lot of traveling together. And we have a ball. Just a great man.
I got to ask you, Alan, because I got an email. And a few years back, there was a story that Chuck beat up Jean-Claude Van Damme in the bathroom. Is that a true story?
Well, it wasn't really in the bathroom. The true story that Van Damme was a little drunk, and Chuck there, they were at the nightclub, and Van Damme was talking crap about Chuck. So Chuck approached him like he always would. And Chuck went up and he goes, I heard you were talking crap about me. And Van Damme got in his face and kind of like chest bumped him. And that was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
He cracked Chuck in Van Damme in the mouth, went to the floor. Chuck kicked him a few times and punched him a few more times. And they finally broke it up. And the funny story that many people don't know about it, Chuck was starting Oz in about a week. And he thought that was going to make him lose his job. Well, Howard Stern got him on the show the next night, and he had great reviews, and the story is what it is. Chuck got on Oz and did a great job.
Yeah, that
so
was
Van Damme was supposed
ACO
to come to my show one year, and he didn't come because he knew Chuck was going to be there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. I hope the listener was listening, and they heard your explanation. Now, tell people as we close the show up, Al, how they get involved with the Tropicana and get in touch with you again about going to the show.
Yeah, it's very simple. I'm on Facebook. I'm the guy, and I'm out from Texas, but I'm the guy sitting there with a blue T-shirt and a cowboy hat on under Alan Goldberg. You can hit me up, write me a note, or I'll give my phone number out, 718-856-8070, and you can call me anytime. I'll give you a rundown. If you haven't been to my event, when you get there, and this is not being braggadocious in any way, but you've never seen anything like we do that weekend. So,
well,
I'd love to have
what?
Everyone come. We're open book.
You taking the words right out of my mouth because, you know, I've never got to really experience your event, but I feel the same way about my event. When people come, they never experience what they've experienced. Producers who care as much as Alan Goldberg and Gary Lee, and you know, I'm so happy, Alan, that you're not only successful, but you're an icon. people look up to you and they appreciate what you do. And, you know, it's not just being around celebrities and people in the martial arts who are icons, but those people, you know, they're there because of a reason. They have people like you they can depend on to showcase their events and their ideas and their attitudes. And it's like we talked about tonight, and I love that word, camaraderie. And, you know, we use that word quite a bit tonight, and that applies to people like Alan Goldberg and the world of martial arts. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we say every week, and we mean it from the heart, going on 10 years in our radio community, we mean it. Guys, we hope you have a very, very happy new year. Mahalo and aloha.
Now,
good night.
Can I say one thing?
Yes,
one thing. Support the museum, folks. So please, donate. Very important.
Well, thank you, Alan. That's the Fort Crawford Museum, and you can go to the webpage, and there's a GoFundMe site there, and it's www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com, and you can support the Sport Karate Museum there. And thank you, Alan Goldberg, and I hope to see you soon, buddy. And I can't wait to honor you in 2024. Can't wait to honor
you. I appreciate that.
All right. God bless you, buddy.
All right, guys. God bless everyone on the show. I really appreciate everyone's goodwill, and to everybody. We're out of COVID, thank God, now almost. So let's get these events open and running.
There we go.
Take care, Mr. Goldberg.
Thank you. God bless.
Have a good holiday.
Well,